All right, welcome back, everyone. When I was thinking about today's episode, it came to me as I was traveling recently. I was in the airport, and this gentleman behind me started coughing on the back of my head. I'm not a germaphobe, but that really grossed me out. And I started thinking to myself that I really hoped that I had brought a thymosin alpha-1 peptide with me. So today we're going to focus on that, but I want to layer it in to the scope of the holidays. And this is the time of year when we all start getting sick. And so I want to talk a little bit about that. And I know that thymosin alpha-1 may not be, it's not one of these sexy peptides that you're super excited to learn about, but I think that you will really be a lot more interested in it after this episode and the information we're going to discuss. I'm also going to talk about how I am going to utilize peptides over the holidays to keep me on track. If you have these tools at your fingertips, they really can be a game changer to get us through the holiday season without completely getting derailed. Ever since I discovered peptides, it just hasn't even been an issue, and it's been amazing. So I'm going to talk about that, and I'm also going to talk about some little tips here and there that I've learned, not just with peptides, but with choices and thought processes that can help you get through the holidays as well. And being that it is just a few weeks away from Thanksgiving, I thought this was the perfect time to bring this up. So all of that being said, let's dive in. When we are traveling, hugging relatives we haven't seen forever, and we're in airports, these are just basically germ fest, right? We also eat more sugar than normal. We're staying up too late. We normally drink more alcohol. All these things are high stress. We're going to maybe a lot of parties, again, around a lot of other people. And this is where thymosin alpha-1 really shines. It's not like taking echinacea or loading up on zinc the second you feel sick. It actually works on the intelligent side of our immune system, which makes it so fascinating, at least to me. It helps your body recognize what's going on faster and respond more effectively. So what is thymosin alpha-1? It's actually a natural peptide that our bodies make in the thymus gland. This is basically your immune training center. It teaches immune cells how to recognize what to attack and what to leave alone, which is obviously super important that differentiation is made. And as we age or when we're stressed, the thymus gets smaller and less active. Yes, this happens as we age, it declines. But if you think about like when you get really stressed, that's oftentimes when we get sick, at least for me in times of high stress. I'll get a fever blister or start coming down with a sore throat and things like that. So thymosin alpha-1 can really step in to support that immune system and that training process, almost like refreshing your immune software update, if you will. So think of your immune system as a security team. Thymosin alpha-1 trains the guards, the T cells, so they're active and alert and ready. It helps identify real threats, viruses, bacteria, things like that. It reduces an overreaction, which is important because this means less unnecessary inflammation. It helps keep the immune response coordinated and efficient. So instead of an immune system that is slow, sluggish, or chaotic, you have one that is organized, responsive, and balanced. You might be asking yourself, why is this so important? Again, this declines as we age. And so one of the 12 hallmarks of aging is called immunosenescence, which basically means the gradual weakening and degradation of the immune system over time. So your immune system isn't just about fighting off colds. It's responsible for clearing damaged cells, the cells that get older, cancer cells, things like that, recognizing and responding to viruses and bacteria, healing after stress, which most of us live in these high-stress lives these days, managing inflammation, which is another hallmark of aging, and creating long-term resilience. As we age, and also when we're stressed, inflamed, overworked, sleep-deprived, the immune system becomes less coordinated and it starts to break down. And so why does this happen as we age? The thymus gland, which sits behind your sternum, is where many of your immune cells, specifically the T cells, are trained and developed. By the time we reach adulthood, the thymus begins to shrink. It's a process called thymic involution. Lucky us. So in childhood, the thymus is active and works very efficiently. In your 30s, it starts to shrink. And in your 50s, 60s, and 70s, it becomes mostly replaced by fat tissue, unfortunately. We gradually lose the ability to produce and train these T cells, which are so important to keep our immune systems functioning. When we have declined T cell production, our immune response becomes slower and weaker. When our immune training accuracy begins to decline, the system has trouble identifying what real threats are. When chronic low-grade inflammation is increased, the body stays in defensive mode. And when infection and recovery resilience decreases, it's easier to get sick and harder to bounce back. A lot of us have experienced this as we get older. So that is one of the many reasons why, just from a longevity standpoint, I like to cycle thymus and alpha 1 at least once or twice a year. One of the reasons why I love it during the holiday seasons is because of things like travel and airplanes. Just increases overall exposure to viruses and different bacterias and things. Late nights with holiday parties or staying up with family members reduces antiviral immunity because we're just not getting that rest and restorative sleep like we really need to keep our immune system functioning at a high level. Then you add in things like sugar and alcohol, which we all partake more of during the holidays. This suppresses T cells function for up to 24 hours. So for those of you who think that eating too much sugar and drinking too much alcohol does not impact your health, it actually impacts our immune system. Stress raises our cortisol, which weakens our immune response. Indoor gatherings, again, we're just around a lot more people typically during the holidays, and this just adds to higher exposure of different pathogens, viruses, things like that. So it's not even as you get older, this can just be in general, that your immune system isn't weak necessarily. Take the aging component out of it and just put the holiday component. The immune system just gets distracted and tired and overloaded. This is where thymus and alpha 1 can help that immune system stay into focus and really function the way we need it to stay healthy. Let's go into what some of the research says about thymus and alpha 1. Research shows it can help fight cancer by helping our immune systems fight the cancer cells. It's often recommended for people during certain cancer treatments and post-cancer treatment. My best friend just finished breast cancer treatment, and one of her doctors, who was more progressive and forward-thinking about these things, told her that she should get on a regimen of thymus and alpha 1 because it helps our immune system fight off those cancer cells. We all have cancer cells in our bodies. The issue is when our immune system is unable to kill those cancer cells off and they start to build up. Modern research is showing how it can help with that. There's also research that with elderly people with weakened immune function, it actually starts to rebuild stronger, more youthful immune cells after using thymus and alpha 1. So it really helped their immune system wake back up, get organized again, and start working efficiently, tapping into it being one of the 12 hallmarks of aging. There's also some emerging research that shows that can help with autoimmune disease. I've had people say to me, I have autoimmune issues because my immune system is overactive. And so the thought is, why would I want to turn my immune system on more? In autoimmune conditions, the immune system is overactive in some areas, but underactive in others. It's not necessarily too strong or too weak. It's just misdirected. The immune system has lost its accuracy and regulation. This is where thymosin 1 can help with some autoimmune diseases because it can distinguish self from non-self, meaning what to attack versus what to protect. It can also calm unnecessary inflammation, so calm that overactive immune system down. And it can strengthen defense where it should be active. And it also improves immune tolerance, so reducing mistaken attacks on the body, which is exactly what happens in autoimmune disease. So instead of pushing the immune system harder, it actually helps it act more intelligently. This is why we're starting to see a lot of research come out about thymus and alpha 1 and autoimmune disorders. When we start to talk about health optimization, we really have to look beyond the aesthetics of body composition and skin. Those are important, but we have to think about what is going to keep us vibrant and healthy long term. Optimizing our immune system should be right on top of the list. It's something that often gets overlooked because I speak with people every day and they normally come to me saying, I want to lose body fat. I want my skin to look better. I want my hair to look better. I want to lose weight. All of those things can overall help you be healthy, but we also have to keep our immune system in line for longevity and health optimization. So just remember that when you're starting to go through your peptide cycles and you're trying to figure out what to pick, don't let this one go by the wayside, okay? So what does everyone want to know? How do people typically use it? What about dosing? For general health optimization, it's something that I think is really good to do a couple of times a year just to keep the immune system firing well and working properly for you, okay? So that typically is 1.5 milligrams daily, 5 days on, 2 days off for 8 weeks. So this is often something that I carry with me. You've heard me say this before if you've listened to me for any length of time, that I will carry with me when I am traveling for when I start to feel like I might be coming down with something. So the second I start feeling like, I think I might be getting a cold or anything, flu or whatever, I will immediately start taking this. And that's when I up the dose to around 2 milligrams twice a day to try to kick whatever it is out of my system really fast. And you just take that until you're feeling well again. It's often a good idea to cycle this if you didn't catch it in time for when you were sick. You can actually take it after you've been sick just to get your immune system functioning really well and continuing that healing process that goes on long after a cold or the flu goes away. In regards to like cancer treatments or autoimmune disorders, that's not the type of protocols I want to go in today. I feel like that's something that needs to be done in conjunction with a healthcare provider. So find a doctor that is forward thinking that can help you figure out these protocols if you are in that situation. This is definitely a peptide that I would consider layering in. Okay, so that's thymus and alpha-1, but what about all the other peptides out there that can help you during the holidays? I like to cycle a GLP during the holiday season. I usually take a really low dose, and that can mean something different to everybody else. That's just to take that food noise out of the equation. And when all those cookies and pies are presented to me, I'm just not as tempted to eat them. I always think that's a good thing to cycle. If you have not ever used one, you want to start a few weeks before and make sure you're taking a very low dose so you don't experience any side effects during the holidays. Another one that if you are already on a GLP, but maybe you're not experiencing enough of that appetite control and you're a little nervous, maybe you're on a maintenance dose and you're just a little bit nervous about going into the holidays. These names are crazy. A lot of people refer to it as Cagri. You can layer that in again at a very low dose. That one, I will warn you, it can make you really sleepy. Start with the lowest dose on that as well. I'm not going to go into dosing on that, but you can start with a really low dose and take it weekly with your GLP or even on its own if you don't want to do a GLP, and it can really help with that appetite control. And this really hit me when I was in the airport this past week. I was sitting there waiting for my flight, and I was just looking around, and the amount of junk as far as food and drinks that are just stacked up everywhere. I see this stuff every day, but I actually went into one of these stores to try to find some sort of protein bar or something because I forgot to grab them and I was really hungry, but I didn't want to go for a bag of M&Ms or a cookie. I was trying to find what I call the better bad choice. We all know that protein bars are processed foods, but it's a little bit better than eating a candy bar. So I call that the better bad choice. I found a stash of them, but it was way in the back in a corner. I had to really dig to find something decent. All the other stuff was up front in your face. This is where we are set up to fail. When people come to me and they say things like, isn't that cheating? I hate it when people say that. No, it's not cheating. Our food system in this country has literally set us up to fail. I have done episodes on this. Most of these companies have chemists that actually put the food together from a chemical standpoint that will have a reaction in your brain that will cause your brain, your dopamine, to go off, which is the pleasure center of our brain, and release that dopamine and say, I want more of this. Okay. So it's really hard to turn these things down. Sugar does the exact same thing, which is why I have a sweet tooth. One of the things that I always recommend doing is delay the onset of eating that dessert as long as you possibly can. Meaning you finished your Thanksgiving meal, you're full, all the pies and the cookies and everything comes out. Wait as long as you can. If that's the end of the evening, wait, because the second you put a bite of that sweet in your mouth, you're going to want to eat more, and it becomes this vicious cycle. So I tend to delay any sweets that I might want really towards the very end of the day. I always say don't eat before you go to bed, but if you can do that in this one circumstance, it'll prevent you from going back and eating more throughout the day. You can have in your mind, I'm going to have that one slice of pie, but I'm going to wait to the very end so then I can go to bed and I won't eat five more slices of pie. Now, that's just me. You may not be tempted by that, but maybe you're tempted by something else that's equally as unhealthy, like all the bread and the rolls that are loaded with gluten and then you put all the butter on it. Sounds really good, right? But maybe that's what you're tempted by. Skip that. Use that as your treat at the end of the day, but just skip it during the meal so you're not going back for seconds and thirds of those. That's one thing that's really helped me throughout the years. And just understanding that trigger in our brain that happens, that it's not about willpower. It's really about how the brain responds to that sort of food. The other thing that I would say that I like to layer in during this time of year is a MOTSI, which I just finished the cycle, so I won't be doing that, or an NAD plus, which I probably will add because I haven't done any NAD for a while. And that's just to keep my energy going so I don't feel as run down, so I can get through all the holiday shopping, all the things that I need to get done. And I think it's just a really good thing when you're staying up late too. You can get up in the morning, take your NAD plus or your MOTSI. It motivates you to want to work out because you may otherwise feel really tired and run down. It can help with that as well. So those things, I try to attack each area. I try to attack the immune system because I don't want to get sick. That's the thymus and alpha 1. Then the GLP, so I can help with that food noise and I won't overindulge in food. Recent studies have shown that this really helps people not want to drink as much alcohol. So that can be a real benefit, the way that the GLPs actually work with our dopamine receptors. And cagrilintide, if you need a little extra or you don't want to do a GLP. And then the NAD for energy. If you have questions on dosing for any of those, you can reach out to me. I have a free peptide guide. You can just email me. I'll put my email in the show notes and I will send that to you. It gives you all the protocols to help you get started. I highly encourage you to speak with someone who knows your health history. This is for informational purposes only. This is my experience. This is not necessarily the end-all be-all for you. So make sure you are doing this in a very smart, safe way. I would get really derailed during the holidays and just not get back on track. So you're probably going to have a few days here and there where you just don't eat the way that you should or you drink too much. The very next meal, pick back up and make the healthier choice. If it's not that next meal, make it the next day. Don't wait till the holidays are over or the beginning of the week. You can get immediately back on track, and that can save you from losing so much ground. That's really helped me over the years. Had a bad day. Get back on track today with breakfast, all right? So that's another little tip that I've used over the years to really help me stay focused and not completely get derailed. Because if you're eating like crap from Thanksgiving to Christmas, come New Year's, you're going to have a really difficult time and a much bigger task to get back on track. So just another little tip there to remember. We are releasing a lot of new products. I mentioned it last week. So if you want to get on our email list, I encourage you to do that. I am just getting so censored with everything that is going on right now in the peptide world. And I'm not really able to post much on either one of the Instagrams. And I'm not really on the Peptique or the West Wellness Instagrams or TikTok. I have ban warnings on all of those. So I've just remained under the radar and haven't posted anything. But if you get on the email list, I do not send a bunch of spam email. I literally only send emails when we have a new product launch or sale. And those are typically things that if you're into peptides, you want to know about. So you can go to the Peptique website, also listed in the show notes. Put your name at the bottom of the footer. There's a space where you can enter your email and you automatically get put on the list. And again, I don't send a lot of emails out at all. That's the best way to stay in the know. I do have a bunch of really cool stuff coming out, just waiting on test results to come back before I release any of that to all of you. And what else? Let's talk about the email. I really think that's it, y'all. I say this every time, but I'm just so grateful for each and every one of you. for listening. Please share, like this podcast. That actually really helps me to keep this thing going. If you want the free peptide guide, again, go to the show notes. You can email me. I will gladly send it over to you. Until next time, have a blessed day.